You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 973, hour number 3. My name's Max. I'm so glad to have you with me to hear all this interesting music. We'll hear from Robert Ashley coming up. Also music from the Bob James Trio. And music by a fairly unknown composer named Judy Klein. We'll hear a piece called The Wolves of Bay Mountain, concluding a lupine theme. That'll be coming up in the next set. The first set, we have Robert Ashley, the Wolfman, and the Bob James Trio with Robert Ashley and Gordon Mumma, and a piece also called The Wolfman. The Wolfman was composed in 1964 by Robert Ashley, using some of the same materials he used for his huge composition for tape called The Fourth of July, in which he composed in 1950, using materials he recorded at a friend's Fourth of July party. So, well, we heard in the earlier, in hour number 2, we heard a long piece from Wendy Carlos for synthesizers and sound effects and ambient sounds, demonstrating the sweeter and smoother side of electronic music as it developed, it came into fruition in the 1950s and 1960s. Here we hear more of the gritty and abrasive side of electronic music, and The Wolfman, as the notes say, the score calls for a vocalist in the persona of a sinister nightclub singer to be amplified with feedback tuned to the size of the performance space. It can become discordant and grating at times, and that's a part of its overall aesthetic. A few years later, well, actually, in the next year, in 1965, a young pianist named Bob James met with Robert Ashley and his colleague Gordon Mumma, and they did some experimental music together in free jazz form. And that was before Bob James embarked on a stellar career of smooth jazz over the next 40 years. And here, the Bob James Trio consists of Bob James on piano, Barry Phillips on drums, and Robert Poser, Barry Phillips on bass, and Robert Poser on drums. And in this recording, we have the additional tape collage manipulated by Bob James, Robert Ashley, and Gordon Mumma. And that'll be coming up after this 15-minute piece, the original Wolfman by Robert Ashley. And this was originally released as part of the Source Records, the Source Magazine, the Source Magazine LP compendium. The Source Magazine Music of the Avant-Garde ran briefly, 1968 through 1971, and Pogus Productions cataloged these and released them in 2008 as Source Music of the Avant-Garde, Source Records 1 through 6. This concert of the Wolfman, featuring Robert Ashley as the vocalist and electronics by Gordon Mumma, was recorded at the first Festival of Live Electronic Music at the University of California, Davis, in 1967. Robert Ashley, the Wolfman, and we'll follow this with the Bob James Trio with Robert Ashley and the Wolfman again.
Thank you. Uh-oh, we're in big trouble. 2 miles from shore, no beer opener.
Trust me, dear. I brought the beer and it's Old Milwaukee in the new Tap Top can. Just pull the tab.
Pour the beer.
Thank you. if his leg is fractured, dislocated, or broke, or anybody running over there isn't going to mend it. Well, it's Billy Watson. And Bud Heimbaugh just slowed down and just slapped up to see how he was. These guys got first and second sold up here.
Music from the Bob James Trio with tape collage by Robert Ashley. That was called The Wolfman. We started with Robert Ashley and a performance of The Wolfman without the jazz trio, as just as it's scored. Robert Ashley, The Wolfman from Source. Music of The Avant-Garde, Source Records 1-6, 1968 through 1971, which was cataloged and released on Pogus Productions in 2008. This version of The Wolfman was mastered from vinyl copies, you might have been able to hear. It cost a lot of money to do a full remaster for something that's not going to sell a heck of a lot of copies. And that indeed was a challenging listen from Robert Ashley, The Wolfman, a version recorded at the first Festival of Live Electronic Music at the University of California at Davis in 1967. And we followed with the Bob James Trio and Bob James' brief foray into free jazz and experimentation early in his career. The resulting album called Explosions was released in 1965 on ESP disc and reissued by the same label in 2008. And that was a piano by Bob James, bass by Barry Phillips, and drums by Robert Pozar. And that includes manipulation of electronic tape collage by Bob James, Robert Ashley, and Gordon Mumma. Recorded at Bell Sound Studios, May 10th, 1965, in New York City. And we'll continue now with music for C-Sound programming with sounds of wolves, not just vocalizations, but footsteps and other things that Judy Klein could record at the Bays Mountain Park in Tennessee, recording the little wolf pack there in the 90s. Judy Klein is a native Angeleno who studied music at both the University of California, Berkeley, and at the Conservatory in Basel, Switzerland, before studying computer music with Charles Dodge at Brooklyn College, their Center for Computer Music, and subsequently opening up her own computer music studio. This was a standalone release from Open Space in 2004, Open Space 15, Judy Klein, The Wolves of Bays Mountain, again for C-Sound programming with wolves and other wildlife, recorded at Bays Mountain Park in Tennessee. This was composed in 1998 and it runs 21 minutes. Judy Klein, The Wolves of Bays Mountain. Well, I hope you got through that without too many primordial shivers. That was Judy Kline with the exquisite beauty of The Wolves of Bays Mountain. And that's electroacoustic music in C-Sound programming, using source material of wolves and other wildlife at Bays Mountain Park in Tennessee. And that was released on its own, just a 21-minute track called The Wolves of Bays Mountain, Judy Kline on Open Space. That's Open Space number 15, 1998 composition in C-Sound. And we're winding down on time for this episode of Martian Gardens. This is episode 973, hour number 3. My name's Max, and I'm so happy you joined me. And we're going to end the program with a very sweet piece from Benjamin Broning called Nocturnes and Doubles. And this comes from a Bridge Records release from 2012 called Trembling Air, music performed by the 8th Blackbird Ensemble. And this piece for piano and electronics features 8th Blackbird member Lisa Kaplan on piano. This was recorded at Camp Concert Hall at the University of Richmond in October of 2008. A 2002 composition from the University of Virginia professor and the composer Benjamin Broning, Nocturne Doubles, music on Bridge Records. You've been listening to Martian Gardens, episode 973, hour number 3. Thank you.
Thank you.